All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Fayetteville football. It is the Coach Limbaugh Show, and Coach John Limbaugh joining me, Dave McCurley. How are you? How you doing, Coach?
Doing fantastic, Dave. I hope you're doing well.
I am always doing well when I talk with you. I tell you what, we have a good time, but we're always positive. And I tell you, I know you haven't really got halfway through the year because you only play in 9 games this year. But after 4 games, I want you to grade some things. I want you to grade your team, first of all, offensively. What kind of grade would you give your offensive football team?
Well, right now, you know, offensive defense, I guess about a B. Probably about a B minus because of the record. We're 2-2 right now, but really and truly, we've come a long ways, and I think all my coaches are doing a really great job. They really are. You know, Coach Collier does a really good job moving our offense down the field, and we're able to make some things happen this year exactly like we wanted to do, and there's always room for improvement. These last couple of games, you know, we turned the ball over and did some characteristic things that hurt us, but we have an offense our kids believe in. We're able to go out there and do the things we want to do and get on the blocks that we want to get on, and you know, our kids have picked up zone blocking really well, and they're doing a good job at it. They really are. And you know, defensively, Coach Jack is doing a great job, and he is I was just watching today how our secondary is working. And you know, we run a 4-2-5, and look at those guys we had at secondary backfield, watching them work and their coverage. And we've come a long way. And we just played a couple of excellent, you know, ball teams in our last 2 games. And we're looking forward to getting back in the region, of course. But we do have Raglan this week. We'll step out of the region for Raglan. And Coach, you know, Wesley Tidwell, he's going to have his guys ready to play. We've been to Raglan and done some 7-on-7 work. And he's a good football coach. He got a good program. So it'll be all we can do to go there. You know, they're historically very, very good football program. And those kids will be well coached. They'll be ready. But I believe our kids are up to the challenge. And our goal is not to lose another game all year. That's our goal, is to be 7-2 and in the playoffs.
Well, and I don't see any reason why you can't be that, because I mean, let's be honest. I don't know a whole lot about Raglan, but they're not a region game. But when you talk about your schedule and only having 9 games, and a lot of people want to know why there's only 9 games. Well, it's because TC closed their school. A lot of those athletes at TC went down the road to Winterboro, which helped that team. But let's be honest, you played what I think it should be the tougher part of your schedule already.
Well, that's right, absolutely. You know, this thing is drawn out of a hat. People wonder about scheduling. It's not rocket science. We coaches gather, we draw it out of a hat. And I picked up and drew a lot, asked, okay, we'll get them done, you know, good deal. And then the next time the hat comes around, I draw out Winterboro. I'm like, well, there you go. You know, there you go, right out of the gate you get. But we do believe that the top 1 or 2 teams in our area are gone now. They those games are over with, and our kids have a lot to look forward to. A lot of good football yet to play, and I don't think you've seen the. You know, we played some good games, and played a good game against Trollsburg, and played a good game against Billingsley, and we did some really nice things. But I don't think our fans and our students have seen all of Fayetteville football yet. There's a lot of great things to come and great things to happen. And I'm very excited about it as a coach, and just glad to be a part of it.
Well, you played Winterboro almost 2 weeks ago. Last week you had the week off. You've actually got 2 weeks off this year. One will come later in the season before the finale against Brilliant. But I got to ask you, did you give the kids some days off? And first of all, what did you do last Friday night?
Well, I actually stayed home and did some things here that – needed to be done, and we were to take care of some things here at the house. I was going to go and go to, you know, Winnenburg and watch their game with Donahoe, but I said, well, you know, I can watch it better on the tape. You know, we get the huddle film, and we've got all the film we need on them, and so I said, well, we'll just you know, watch it as coaches, and you know, all us coaches, we all watch it at our house and on our phones and on our computers and everything else, I think our coaching staff does quite a great job, really with you know, the film and breaking it down and everything, so we worked during the week, and we said it was going back to the 1980s week, and we were going back learning how to hold on to the football and how to block and how to tackle, because if you look at our last two ball games, we missed a lot of tackles. And we didn't get on a lot of blocks we're supposed to. And we turned the ball over. And you can't do that against a good football team. And, you know, we drove down. We were about to score on our, you know, first drive. We throw an interception and come back on next drive. And then we fumble the ball. And this is all within the 30-yard line and in, you know. So the next time we turn it over on down. So we did some uncharacteristic things against Winnenburg and also against Wally that hurt us. If you look at the score of 40-20, something like 41-20, something like that with Winnenburg, we give up three scores right there. That's, you know, 21 points right there we give up. So the game could have taken on a different tone if we had done the things that we were supposed to do, but we got to take care of us first. And once we get us taken care of, then we can worry about the Raglans and the, you know, Donahoes of the world. But we have to take care of Fettel first and fix our problems, and then we'll be fine.
Well, I want to ask you, last week they had an unfortunate incident in practice where your quarterback and defensive star, Brenton Cantrell, was injured. Talk a little bit about that. I know he's been through surgery, and of course but he's not just a very good quarterback and a very good defensive player, but he's a leader, and his entire family's entwined with his football program.
Oh, absolutely. I can't say enough of good things about Brenton Cantrell. We can put a person in his place, and we can play, and that person can do some great things for us, but you can't, you know, replace a Brenton Cantrell, you know. Yeah, that's he's a captain on our team. He's a leader, and he went in there and talked to the boys Monday evening at Monday evening's practice, and he encouraged them and told them they were going to be just fine. They're going to be a great team with that, and so I was very proud of him doing that. But that's who he is. That's who he is. And you know, one thing I just love about him is when I went to see him at the hospital after his injury, granddad and dad scooped him up and put him in the pickup truck and carried him right up to my kids by the medical center and had him looked at, and that's where we found out it was a broken leg. But when I walked into the hospital room to see him back in the ER, he looked at me and said, "Coach, I just want you to know that I won that drill."
So it was that's all he was worried about.
Hey, that's all he was worried about. But I love that about him. That's what makes him such a competitor, and he's hard to beat because he wants to win. If it's checkers, it doesn't matter. He wants to win. And he was in great spirits, and he still is, you know. And of course he wants to play. Man, it's just killing him. He's telling us, he said, "Coach, I'll just take care of business, and I'll be back for playoffs." So that's his goal, is to be back for the playoffs and so forth like that. But had to fix the brake, put a screw in, and so forth. But hey, he's got another year to go. He's a junior, so he's got his senior year, and he's going to do great things in baseball this year. And I'm very excited. I'm a fan too. I may be his coach, but I'm also a fan. So
Absolutely.
He'll be back out there before you know it.
Hey, and I'm sure he will. I want to get to you real quick. Let's talk a little bit about what you know about Raglan. The Purple Devils await you guys as you get on that yellow cheese wagon Friday and you head up to Raglan. Talk a little bit about what you know about what they do, how you can attack it, and how we're going to come away from there with a victory.
Well, you know, they just put up 50 points last Friday night. They can move the ball and they can score. Like I said, Coach Tillwell does a good job. The quarterback can deliver a nice ball. They got a couple of good running backs and got to have some receivers that can catch. And they've got those pieces. But I think they've had a little trouble sometimes putting it all together. We don't want us to be the game where they figure it out either.
Yeah.
So we've got to go in there and we got to take care of the football. Like I said before earlier, we've got to take care of the football. We cannot have turnovers. You can't go on the road and win with turnovers. So we've got to eliminate that, and we've got to be able to deliver the football to our receivers, and we got to be able to run the football. So, every coach wants a balanced attack. We all say that. Sounds like coach speak and so forth like that, but we really need to keep their defense off their game and be able to throw the ball when we want to and run the ball when we want to. Take care of that and, use that clock and keep our defense off the field. And so when they're on, they're fresh, they're ready to go, and I believe we'll have a good ball game. I believe we're going to come out with a victory. I really believe that. But we got to take care of us, and that should take care of the ball game.
And, Coach, one final thing that, I've been with you before. I've been in the locker room with you before. I've been with big wins and just gut-wrenching defeats sometime. But, Friday when you go on the road to Raglan and y'all go out for pregame warm-ups and you go through your drills and then you come into that locker room up there, what is the last thing you will tell your kids Friday night before they go out there? What kind of talk will you give them on Friday night?
Well, one thing we always want to do is I want our team to play to give God glory.
Yes.
And to play firm, but play fair. And we'll talk to them about that. But I want our kids to go out there with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, but temper that with intelligence. Make an intelligent plays. Do what the coaches have taught you to do. And don't back up. Hit it going forward. Go forward. If you're on defense, we're going to the ball. If we're on offense, we're going to that block. And if we have the ball in our hands, we're going to that goal line. So we want to hit everything going forward and not back up in whatsoever. We want to have a game where you look back on and say, hey, we got better today. We got better today. And we want to do that every game, every practice, every game. Get a little bit better.
And, I love what you said about giving God the glory, Coach. And then also, mm-hmm. If you get better and you still come up on the losing end, you tip your hat to the other team and say they were a little bit better. But if you knew you went out there and gave 110% on every play, you have nothing to hang your head about.
Well, that's exactly the truth. I mean, life sometimes deals us a lot of blows, like, Britain's injury in practice. Sometimes live or each other just slap you right in the face, David. And you got to handle that. You got to handle it with grace. You got to handle it with dignity. And, there's no place for pouting in football. And when the other guy plays great, you got to give him credit. The other team wins because they're the better team. You got to give them credit. But that's life, is it not? That's why I love the game of football.
You know what? Jesus had a lot of adversity in his 33 years, didn't he? But he handled it all pretty well.
He certainly did. He taught us how to do it. Follow his example. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck on the road this Friday night at Raglan. And, of course, we'll be there with you. And, of course, hopefully bringing home a victory. And I'm going to tell you to go Wolves.
Absolutely, brother. I appreciate all you guys do at the station for us. And go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, on Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.